Hello.
Hi, Narita. This is Rachel from Rhonda's house. I'm calling just for clarification because the message I got seemed unclear. So did you just call and speak to Bianca?
Yeah, I did because, look, I just talked in on Ms. Brenda. As a matter of fact, I'm running to the store for her now, but I got a call from Mr. Cedric. And he told me that he was like, Narita, are you available? And I said, actually, I have a client. You know, I'm here with her from 11 to 3, Ms. Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, I said, I'm in Girard right now. And he said, well, I'm stuck in my chair. I was trying to see if you were available.
He had a doctor's appointment.
He told me that. He said he had an appointment and he was stuck in his chair.
No, he called me to let me know that the driver helped him. So.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? Because I told him, I said, just now, before I called Bianca, girl.
No,
and
he called me.
Wow. I said, Mr. Cedric, I'm not in the Warren area. I'm in the Girard area. I said, call Rhonda's house. In my mind, I was like, you know what? Let me call Rhonda's house and let them know that he's stuck in his chair.
Yeah. No, I literally just spoke with him before you even called Bianca. I had spoke with him like probably 5 to 10 minutes before that because he had a doctor's appointment and the aide that he had did not show up. So he honestly probably was just trying to find somebody
that
could go with him. But he called me to verify that the driver of his transportation helped him. So that's crazy. Okay.
Well, if he needs me after 4 today, I can. But, yeah, that's crazy. I don't know why he said that.
Well,
that's why I called the office. Yeah,
okay.
I was just, you know, yeah, just making sure he was here. All right.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.